As the buzzards circled, Iraq became the prize piece needed to complete three interrelated Washington jigsaw puzzles. The rebuilding of Anglo-American oil company reserves, transformation of Iraq into an oil protectorate cum military base, and reinforcement of the global hegemony of the U.S. dollar. This brings us to the next critical set of maps, the ones used in 2001 by Vice President Dick Cheney's National Energy Policy Development Group to mesh America's energy needs with a 21st century national security blueprint. This group pursued a mandate, in collaboration with the National Security Council, to deal with rogue states and actions regarding the capture of new and existing oil and gas fields. Never intended for public scrutiny, the three Middle East maps and their supporting documents came to light in the summer of 2003 under a federal court order. The most pertinent displayed Iraq's oil fields, pipelines, and refineries, with a supporting list of foreign suitors for Iraqi oil field contracts. As of 2001, more than 60 firms from 30 countries, most prominently France, Russia, and China, but also India, Japan, Indonesia, Canada, and Germany, had projects either agreed upon or under discussion with Baghdad. Nothing could have been less popular in Washington or London. Canadian writer Linda McQuaig of the Toronto Star offered this juicy description. The Southwest is neatly divided, for instance, into nine exploration blocks. Stripped of political trappings, this map shows a naked Iraq with only its ample natural assets in view. It's like a supermarket meat chart, which identifies various parts of a slab of beef so customers can see the most desirable cuts. Block one might be the strip loin. Block two and block three are perhaps some juicy tenderloin, but block eight... ah, that could be the filet mignon. The French oil giant Total was to get the 25 billion barrel Majnoun oil field. There goes the filet mignon into the mouths of the French. What these maps left unsaid was how relatively untouched, or at least untapped, the Iraqi fields were. But Cheney's team would presumably have studied the history of Iraqi oil output. Since the turn of the 20th century, later explained Leonardo Magheri, a senior vice president at the Italian oil and gas company ENI, only 2,300 wells have been drilled in Iraq, compared with about 1 million in Texas. A large part of the country, the western desert area, is still mainly unexplored. Iraq has never implemented advanced technologies, like 3D seismic exploration techniques or deep and horizontal drilling, to find or tap new wells. Of more than 80 oil fields discovered in Iraq, only about 21 have been at least partially developed. It is realistic to assume that Iraq has far more oil reserves than documented so far, probably about 200 billion barrels more. Not a few geologists suspected that the former Mesopotamia might have more left than Saudi Arabia. Fadel Geit, a prominent New York-based oil analyst, used words more appropriate to a movie publicist. Think of Iraq as virgin territory. This is bigger than anything Exxon is involved in currently. It is the superstar of the future. That's why Iraq becomes the most sought-after real estate on the face of the earth. Think of Iraq as a military base with a very large oil reserve underneath. You can't ask for better than that.